We know money for the film incentive program is on the chopping block because it was one of the few cuts Senator Berger talked about yesterday.
I don't see us extending the current credit program. I think the grant program is what we're working on.
Under the current program, when a production company for a TV show, commercial, film, or documentary spends at least $250,000 in this state, they get back 25 cents for every qualifying dollar they spend on things like salaries, rentals, and supplies. The most any production can receive under this current system is $20 million, and the state pays out around $60 million a year. Supporters of the program say it's helped build an industry that now employs some 4,200 North Carolinians and pumps around $240 million a year into local economies. Under the proposed grant program, the state would have just $10 million to lure or keep productions in North Carolina in total.
It's rather disappointing to see a level of funding so low, see such little support for the industry.
Johnny Griffin is the director of the Wilmington Regional Film Commission.
By only having $10 million statewide, you're essentially looking at being able to support $40 million worth of business, where this year the state is already claiming $268 million in business.
That's just in the first half of this year. Without competitive incentives, Griffin says actors and crews will simply go to other states that offer more attractive terms. Both Senator Berger and Speaker Tillis say there's a chance more money will be available for film incentives. If not, well, there's a term in showbiz circles called fold and hold. It's what TV shows do when their filming season wraps up. They put everything in storage and wait to see whether they'll return to the same location for the next season. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.